Let us pray. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children, how you once stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Assemble the people for me, and I will let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me as long as they live on earth, and may teach their children so." So ends the reading. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Good morning. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. For the recap of the scripture that was given from St. Mark, the third chapter, verses 1 through 6, it reads, "Another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath." Verse 3 says, "Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Stand up in front of everyone.' Then Jesus asked them, 'Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?' But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus." Let us pray. Guide my feet while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. Open our ears, O God, and guide us in this preaching moment. Liberate our minds, move in this place, and move me, your servant, out of the way, that your spirit may resonate within me. Now, O God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, Amen. And they remained silent. If I was to put a title on this message today, it would be called Breaking Traditions. In the text, we see that Jesus is confronted with a problem. And no, it is not the man with the shriveled hand, but it's the religious people. We see that this man had come into the temple as a pawn moved mentally by the Pharisees to catch Jesus in a trap. We see that in the Hebrew custom, when they observed the Sabbath, they were to do nothing, absolutely nothing. And the Pharisees knew that if they had someone in the temple that was in the need of help, that it would be very hard for Jesus Christ to turn a blind eye to the issue at hand. And I would submit to you today that Jesus, knowing this, poses the question to the religious leaders: which is lawful to do on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill? And in that moment, Jesus caught them in their own trap. See, the questions were twofold in their nature. On the one hand, he is putting Jewish Sabbath practices into perspective. But on the other hand, he's saying, I know you're trying to kill me. But notice that Jesus gets frustrated at their silence, and he instructs the man to stand up and stretch out his hand. And when the man stretched out his hand, he was completely healed. And even though his purpose at the time was to catch Jesus, he was also in dire need of the help of Jesus, and only Jesus himself could bring him to complete restoration. But because of his tradition and because of his purpose in the temple at the time, they began to hold him back, and he would not have stood up unless Jesus stood him up himself. So many times we come into church in need of experience, in need of healing, in need of prayer, in need of help, but our ways and our traditions get in the way of our coming to Jesus. And they remain silent. Now we watch that Jesus heals beyond his frustration, and Jesus takes the time to restore him fully. Jesus heals the man in spite of his purpose. Jesus, knowing that the religious leaders wanted to kill him anyway, all of this is to say that it doesn't matter what you did Monday through Saturday. It doesn't matter what you said in the church meeting that may have not been appropriate. It doesn't matter who you were talking about before you walked into the sanctuary this morning, that Jesus will have you stand up and he will restore you fully. And he will make you whole. Why? Because Jesus sees beyond our faults and he sees our needs. But in order for this to happen, in order to get to a place of full restoration, our traditions have to be broken. I'm sure that Calvin will not turn around in his grave because you gave God a hand clap after the anthem or after the sermon or after a prayer, because church in its essence is about worship. It's about an experience. It is about a full encounter with Jesus himself. But you only get this if we fully submit to Jesus Christ. We should not come into church and leave church feeling the same way we had come. When you read the text closely, it concludes with the Pharisees plotting with the Herodians about how they might kill Jesus. All because Jesus was a radical whose goal was to reform religious thinking and tradition. But when we look at the church today, we should ask ourselves, are we the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Have our traditions kept us away from Jesus Christ? Is our faith in God truly, or is our faith in the institution in which we worship him? It is time to break our traditions. Not saying that all traditions are bad. It's time to reform them, and it's time to have our faith fully restored in Jesus Christ. Amen.